Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh my God, Ross, too laid back.
Surika says she's sorry, and I'm there, hey, it's cool, even though I've no idea what she's even apologising for. She goes, oh my God, I was such an idiot. And I'm there, let me be the judge of that, because it could be literally anything. I'm talking about the meltdown I had around New Year's, she goes, and yeah, no, that's when the penny finally drops. Long story short, my wife discovered while in the process of renewing her passport that she was born not on the 19th of April, the date on which she celebrated her birthday for the past 40 years, but in the early hours of the 20th of April, making her a Taurus rather than an Aries. This has led to her questioning, quite literally, hundreds of life decisions she's made based on what it said in her horoscope, including, if you can believe this, marrying me. She spent the first, I don't know, however many weeks of the year staring at a page that she tore from Cosmopolitan the week we first met in Eddie Rockets in Donnybrook. Arians were advised this particular month to persevere if they had recently embarked on a relationship that was already proving difficult and testing, which is what Surika did, in fairness to her. But Taurians the same week were told not to waste one more minute of their life on people who were, their words, unworthy of their love, because a bad decision at this juncture could lead to, again, this is a direct quote, a lifetime of unhappiness. So Surika has spent January and the first bit of February reading, then rereading, then re-rereading her real and fake horoscopes from January 1998, and thinking about what I've heard her describe to her friends as this big sliding doors moment in her life. But now she's like, sorry? She goes, I've realised that it's all superstitious rubbish anyway. I don't need a 26-year-old copy of Cosmopolitan magazine to tell me that I married the wrong man. I'm there, especially when you've got a mother and father to do it instead. She laughs. She obviously thinks I'm joking. She goes, you're an amazing husband, Ross. I'm there, am I? Because I really don't give myself enough credit sometimes. She's like, and you're an amazing father to our children. At that exact moment, through the window of the kitchen, I can see Brian, Johnny and Leo ripping up all of our daffodils. I pull the blind. I'm there, that low sun was annoying me. Continue, Surika. You were saying what a great dude you married, in spite of all the things that your old pair have said about me over the years. She goes, I'm going to cook you a special meal tonight, with the day that's in it. I'm like, and what day would that be? And it's a genuine question. Stop pretending you don't know, she goes. You're always pretending that you're not romantic when you, oh my God, so are. Fuck, it's Valentine's Day. I know that because it always comes very soon after Sixmas. I get onto the Tesco website and get them to deliver 12 roses. No, 6 roses. No, fuck it, 12. Before they finish their deliveries for the day. She goes, Ross, can you do me a favour? I'm there, bear in mind I was about to rewatch the Ireland versus Italy match. She's like, can you put this in the bin for me? And then, very dramatically, she tears the page from Cosmopolitan half, then into quarters, then into, I don't know, you do the math. She hands me the pieces and I throw them in the Brabantia. And she goes, happy Valentine's Day, Ross. I'm like, you got there a fraction of a second before me, Surika. Happy Valentine's Day. So I sit down to, like I said, watch the match again with my rugby tactics book open on my lap. And that's when my phone all of a sudden rings. I'm like, who the fuck rings anyone anymore? And when I check the screen, I see that it's Railchin, as in my padel doubles partner. I answer. I'm like, Railchin, how the hell are you? Trying to keep the conversation light, because she can be a bit, I don't know, intense. I was just asking out loud there, who rings anyone in this day and age? And she goes,
People who can't get replies to their fucking text messages.
I'm there. Sorry, I saw I had a few from you, all right. Because she WhatsApps me randomly. We're talking 7 or 8 times a day to ask me what I've eaten for a particular meal or to tell me something inspirational that Martin Luther King or Martina Navratilova said or to remind me to drink this liquid she gave me that tastes of mushrooms and may or may not have performance-enhancing drugs in it. Yeah, no, usually, Railchen, I set aside 30 minutes at the end of the day to read all of your messages together. And that's when she says it. She's like,
our match has been switched to tonight.
I'm there, excuse me, which is something I've gone back to saying recently.
She goes, our round of 32 match against the Dorseys. It's been switched to tonight, 7 o'clock in Fitzpatrick's Castle.
But it's like Valentine's night.
So?
Oh, I don't know, it's just a big deal, isn't it?
What, and getting into the last 16 of the Leinster Padel Championships isn't?
I'm not saying that. It's just that, well, Surika was just banging on about what an amazing husband I am. I mean, it was all horseshit at the end of the day, but I'm a sucker for a compliment. She's cooking dinner for us tonight. She goes,
do you think Brian O'Driscoll or Johnny Sexton or Paul O'Connell would have said that? If a Six Nations match fell on a Valentine's Day, do you think they'd have said,
not a good day for me, I've plans? She knows what buttons to press with me.
She goes, do you want to be considered a good husband or do you want to be remembered, really remembered, as a winner at something?
And although I'm no great believer in astrology, I've got a very strong suspicion that it's going to be a bad week romance-wise for Torrens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.